Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get you. Lots to talk about. Just joining us, welcome. We're talking about the 82-year-old man who was simply working at Home Depot, was about to retire, go travel, go see his grandkids, was killed by a guy who threw him to the ground, who was just stealing some pressure cleaners because he can, because there's no criminal justice in this country anymore. People are getting away with murder, literally, now. And I made the statement that Barack Obama started this, and he did. And let me make this clear about Barack Obama. A lot of you are confused about him because ethnically or racially, you might feel like he is somehow kin to you. He's not. I'm more like you, if you're a black American, than Barack Obama will ever be. Barack Obama was raised by his white grandparents in Hawaii. Nothing wrong with that, but it's true. He also spent time in Jakarta, Indonesia, and he went to elementary school there. His stepfather, Lolo Satoro, entered him into this school in Indonesia as Barry Satoro. And then somehow he made his way back to America, where he was fully raised by his white grandparents. His mother was white. Then he claims somehow that he's from Chicago. He's not. He somehow was trained to speak the way that he does, which is very slow and deliberate and really grabs your attention. And he speaks very well. He can grab your attention. He's a great orator. But he's a guy who is a socialist at heart. We're not allowed to know about his upbringing, not allowed to know about his schooling, not allowed to know about Occidental College, not allowed to know about Pakistan, why he went there. Not allowed to know if he filed as a foreign exchange student, which some allege that he did. We're not allowed to ask any questions because he's black. And if you ask questions about a black person, you're somehow racist. My point is very simple. Barack Obama raised taxes on all Americans, including blacks. Barack Obama harmed the economy, where the black teen unemployment rate was, I think, 15 or 20% in this country under Obama. Trump comes in, lowers taxes for everybody, lowers regulations for everybody. Suddenly, everybody, happy days are back again. Happy days are here again. Everybody's going back to work. Everybody's making more money. He's fixing the criminal justice system that was broken by people like Clinton and Obama and Biden. Yet, for some reason, a guy like Robert, simply because Obama's black and Robert's black, means that I have to defend Obama from the mean white guy on the radio. Well, that's not the case. Robert, I'm more like you. I'm more like your brother than Obama will ever be. Obama lives in 89% white Martha's Vineyard in an $8 million mansion, building another $8 million mansion or more in Hawaii, and he's got a $6 or $7 million mansion in Washington, D.C. God bless him. He's been successful. He hates the country and how we were founded. He wants to divide us, and I believe that his hateful speech about how his white grandmother would be afraid to walk down the street with black people, which was disgusting that he attacked the woman that raised him. His hateful speech has divided us. And it made way for disgusting organizations like Black Lives Matter that were just Ponzi schemes to take your money and buy mansions for themselves. And they stoked racial divide and unrest. And like it or not, many of these cases, we're seeing all the high-profile cases are young black people committing these crimes, knowing they're not going to be in trouble. Are whites doing it too? Sure. Hispanics? Yeah. Asians? I'm sure there are some. But the high-profile ones that we're seeing are generally speaking in metropolis areas, and it's being committed by black people. And when you ask somebody how we stop this, oftentimes, especially on cable television, you'll hear stupid things like, well, because of our history, or 400 years of this, or the 1619 Project that. Robert, if you and I actually had a conversation in person, I think that I would be able to convince you through fact that what I'm saying is true. But your problem is you see Obama and you think you've got to be kin with him. I don't think that I'm the same as every Italian guy. I don't. I mean, do I love Italian people? Sure. But if there's a bad guy, I'll call him out being a bad guy. I won't say, well, because he's Italian, I'm going to give him a pass. You seem to be of that mentality. Now, I have to after Robert, and by the way, a lot of people are saying I should have put this guy on with Robert, to be honest with you. Might have been a pretty interesting call. Let's go to AJ. AJ?
Big time Motown, Joe Pag. What did I tell you yesterday about them being bamboozled about Barack Hussein, the lying Obama? I told you they was bamboozled, and he going to sit there and talk that crap, and he didn't know what he was talking about. He couldn't give you no answers. He couldn't tell you what the man came from. He couldn't tell you how he got the way he got to. He got there by lying. Yeah, y'all say he talked good. Hey, he didn't get past us, Motown.
Right.
I was telling you yesterday how we tried to warn everybody about that no good, dirty rat. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, but AJ, I got to stop you. You have people in your family that probably are a lot like Robert, who really, because Obama, yeah, because they see Obama as a black guy, you got to give him a pass on everything. I don't get it.
Well, I don't. And I've doggone it, and then a black man kills that white older man like that. That's ridiculous. And that's because they did the George Floyd thing, starting with Barack Obama, and then made the George Floyd thing. All he had to do was give himself up, and then they just went on with it and ran with it. And look what we got, lawlessness in the dang-gone hoods. I say it in the hoods. Because doggone it, Motown, it's unbelievable what we watching in this country. And this guy, Robert, he going to sit there and go along with it? Oh, well, they've been doing it. They sound like my uncle. Oh, they've been killing for the decade. Really? Really? Are y'all serious? What planet are y'all living on? And then, Motown, this is the last one for me because I am T to the T. And Motown, McCartney, McConnell, they gave Nancy them, set them up big time. Yep. They gave a doggone so-called plaques to these January the 6th cops and this and that and da-da-da-da. The turncoat cops. And, you know, they walked past McConnell and didn't shake his hand, didn't take the plaques out of their hand. McConnell stuck his hand out to shake it, and the guy just turned and walked off. The black cop walked past him. It was a setup job.
I watched the video.
McConnell went there.
I watched the video, and that's exactly what happened. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer clearly set up McConnell and McCarthy to stand there like a couple of idiots. And these people didn't look at them, didn't take the plaques, didn't shake their hands, and they did this. You know that Pelosi and Schumer did this on purpose. We know they did that.
They did it on purpose.
If McConnell and McCarthy would have turned down the invitation, then they still would have been the bad guys. They cornered them and it made them look like a fool.
I said the same thing. Yep. I said the same thing. If they had turned it down, then they would have talked crap.
Yep.
I knew Motown, the Republicans better wake up and start fighting the right way. Get ready. Let's find out what this cheat going to go on with this election tonight. Get ready, Motown.
I hear you, brother.
Love you, man. And Robin, wake up and get your head out your bazaki, man.
Exactly.
Come on, Big Daddy. Love you, man.
Love you, AJ. We appreciate it. Robert, get your head out of your bazaki. Carrie, I think I should probably have Robert and AJ on together at some point.
That would be an interesting conversation, I think.
At that point, although it's hard for me, I would shut up and I wouldn't say anything. Yeah. But I would just sit back and grab the popcorn. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Robin, Florida, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, I just want to say that you're great, and love how you tell the truth.
Thank you.
And don't take any crap from anybody, because what you said about Barack Obama is the truth. And it's still going on today, causing so many problems. And yes, in these large cities, it is the majority are the blacks that are committing the crimes, but they're trying to make it a racial thing.
Right.
And if you say anything, you are a racist.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I am simply reporting the stories as they're happening. I'm not making the black people do the perpetration of these crimes. I'm not making leaders in the community not talk to young black folks. I'm just reporting what's happening. And I know this, if there were more AJs in the world and fewer Barack's or Roberts in the world, young black people might have a fear of consequences. They don't in these mass, these large cities that we're seeing these crimes happen, because they've got all these people feeding them with, you've been held down, you're being oppressed, your white privilege and white supremacy is a real thing, 1619 Project, and they're thinking, well, hell, let me go steal some stuff, and if they're not going to prosecute me, why would I stop? I think that all people are good at their soul. I don't care what their race is. But if you tell somebody, I'm not going to punish you for doing bad, more people will do bad. It's that simple.
Exactly. Yeah.
Robin, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in from Florida. Open line now. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Bill, San Antonio. Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi. I am one. I was thinking, every time you turn on the news, somebody's over there pushing somebody in the railroad tracks, clunking somebody with a baseball bat, or beating them to death in a Home Depot. This is unbelievable and unacceptable. The whole thing's gone crazy about the no cash, no bail, let them walk on the street after they kill somebody or do whatever they want to do to somebody. To this day, I refuse to let my wife walk into a Walmart, an HEB, a Home Depot, or anywhere by herself, because the woman will not carry. Well, I'm sorry. I don't swing that way. And I'm telling you right now, if anybody came up there and started attacking my wife or anybody that I loved, I would whatever I have handy, I'm sorry, your ticket's punched, you're done.
Hey, Bill, I'm with you. I couldn't agree more, but we shouldn't have to live that way. Yes, you carry, I carry, no, many keep, many people carry, but police aren't allowed to prosecute. Nobody's being punished for anything. And these stores aren't even bringing security in. They're like, hey, just let them steal the stuff. Don't worry about it. And here's a guy, 82 years old, who says, no, I don't come from that place. He's like you and me, Bill. I'm going to stop this bad guy from doing what he's doing, and now he's dead. It's crazy.
But if Robert had somebody, I guarantee if it was somebody Robert loved, somebody whose whole world revolved around that person, I think Robert would think very differently.
Yes.
Because it didn't directly affect him, is why he's letting it slide.
I'm with you. Bill, I appreciate that. Thank you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The one thing that bothered me, and again, I've taken Robert's calls for about 10 years. Robert calls in only when he thinks he caught me doing something. Only when he thinks he caught me being wrong or attacking somebody over race, which I've never done. But when Robert calls in, I take it. Absolutely. I will absolutely listen to him and we'll argue a little bit. But the thing that set me off on that phone call, to be honest, and he's still listening right now and he's loving the fact that I'm talking about him. But the thing that really got me going in that conversation, when I said an 82-year-old man was killed, don't you care? He said, well, people die every day. People are killed every day. At that point, Robert, I was done with you. At that point, I was done. At that point, any leeway I had, and just listening to you, I was done. Because that told me that you're an uncaring person, unless, like Bill said, it's somebody that is personal to you. This was a man who lived his entire life, worked his ass off, and was finally going to travel and see his grandkids, and he died before Christmas. And Robert's answer is, people die every day. People get killed every day. What are you going to do? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. By the way, the link does work now, joepags.com/store, joepags.com/store. Go there, check out the merch. You can still get it done in time for Christmas. Go and check out all the stuff that we have on the website. And also, make sure you follow on Instagram where I put a couple of reels up earlier that I think you'll like. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Pleasure to have you here on a Tuesday, the Joe Pags Show, joepags.com. Go to joepags.com. You can call in 888-941-7247. By the way, when you stop by the website, you can send an email to the team. Just scroll down, click on contact. Also go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. You've got the Getter link, the Truth link. If you're on Truth Social, it's all right there. Go check them out. Now, I'm doing the shorter videos on YouTube. It's youtube.com/joepagsradio. Or on Instagram, which is just Joe Talk Show, which is the same for Twitter and Getter and for Facebook. So go and check that out. By the way, Facebook doesn't work very well at all for me. I've got almost 400,000 followers, and nobody gets to see anything that I post. If you want to see my posts, you have to go right to my page to see them. Otherwise, it is censored and squelched. Now, Twitter is working very well now since Elon Musk took over. I think they took off all the censorship and all that. We are growing nicely there. And again, Instagram and YouTube are where those short videos are. I don't do TikTok. I did that for a short amount of time as an experiment. We gained 130,000 followers in just a few months. And was getting all sorts of virality, millions of views. But then I canceled it because we know that it's basically a Trojan horse for China, the CCP, to get into your data and your phone and see everything that you're doing. So I deleted that completely. I would suggest you do that as well. But if you like my short videos that I did there, I'm doing them on Instagram now, basically. And some of them show up on YouTube. Let me tell you about tart cherry gummies. I didn't know about the benefit of tart cherry, I'll be honest with you. I work out all the time. I didn't realize that tart cherry has been studied. And it shows that it's an easy way to reduce inflammation from exercise and also support your metabolic health. Tart cherry gummies from the makers of Superbeets are made with a clinically studied tart cherry extract that's up to 40 times more concentrated than many other tart cherry extracts. Just 2 tart cherry gummies are the antioxidant equivalent of 16 ounces of tart cherry juice or 100 cherries. And they're vegan, non-GMO, they've got zero sugar, and they're delicious. Formulated by a team of scientists led by a Nobel Prize winning doctor, tart cherry has been clinically studied to support metabolic health. So I want you to get into these right now. Check them out. It's got 100% satisfaction guarantee with them. Try them risk-free for 90 days. See how you feel. If you don't love them, send them back. I don't know anybody who's sending them back because they're great. Go right now and get up to 35% off of Tart Cherry Gummies plus free shipping at mytartcherry.com/pags. Their best offer available anywhere. That's mytartcherry.com/pags. Up to 35% off Tart Cherry Gummies. Again, mytartcherry.com/pags. Make that happen. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you waiting. It's going to be Andy in California. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm living a dream, man.
Hey, you know, I try to live the dream. You know, I wanted to tell you a story. Years ago, when we lived up in San Jose, I happened to be speeding on my 10th Street through a mobile home park, and a guy hollered at me, hey, it's 10 miles per hour, slow down. And so I kept on going, and when I got to the front of the park, the guy said, you know, you could hurt somebody real bad. I said, sir, I'm sorry. You know, I realized I did wrong. And, you know, I just, the guy was right. I should have just slowed down when he hollered at me. This is back in 74 or 75, Joe.
Right.
And you know, I realized that things are different back in those days. I mean, you did something like that, you know, you'd have to pay one way or another.
And today the neighborhoods aren't rising up. The people aren't saying anything. Nobody's stopping the crime. So why stop? There are fewer rules now for some reason.
Yeah, you know, it's sad to hear what happened to that 82-year-old man, and I guess in Central Texas.
He's in North Carolina.
So sad that he could have been my father.
Right. Exactly.
And I mean, it's just, the man was going to retire and the guy just basically, he just took his life. And it's hard for me to understand that.
Me too. Andy, I appreciate you. Me too. Very hard to understand. And keep in mind, those just joining us now, the guy did it in taking $800 in goods. So to him, that man's life was worth less than $800. And again, that's why when the caller calls in and says, people die every day, what are you going to do? I mean, that to me is a problem because there's less value on life. For some reason, because people die every day. That's ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't wish that upon the caller. Even though I don't really know him, he's called the show a lot. I wouldn't wish that upon him or his family. And if it happened, I'd feel horrible for them. I certainly wouldn't say, well, you know, people die every day. What are you going to do? Let me go back at it. It's going to be Steve in Michigan. Come on, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Living the dream, man. What's up?
Hey, you know, man. Just what you were talking about, life.
Yes.
When somebody passes away, you know, you can't replace them.
Right.
And, you know, the time that you had with them is, you know, if you're any kind of a human being, you're going to cherish that time that you had with them. But anyway, back to Barack Obama. You know, when he came out with his first speech the night that he won the election, yeah, he said he's going to do this and do that and everything else. But you know what? He did totally the opposite.
We agree.
He divided this country. And then, you know, I saw a post on Facebook today that Trump divided this country. Yeah, he divided this country. He divided it from, you know, people with common sense and other people that have stupidity.
I got you, Steve. I appreciate the phone call. Lots going on, lots to get to. Yeah, Obama was the divider in chief, period. Trump did not divide other than expose the radical left that was being ginned up by people like Obama and Biden and Hillary Clinton. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Coming back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.